Hello. Welcome. Today we are going. We are going to talk about Soda Dungeon. Right now the game is playing, so we can show it to you while we talk about it, and now we can discuss the different aspects of it. The first things that we're going to discuss is the bad aspects of it, and then we'll talk about the good things and anything else. So, here we go. So, do you want to start?
Okay. I'll start by saying that, when you enter a dungeon, you can check to earn, like, extra 10% gold, you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, to watch an ad for 10%?
I mean, not to watch an ad, but, like, it puts, like, an ad banner.
Oh, okay.
On top.
I didn't actually do that. I thought it would play an ad, and I was like, I'm gonna skip this. But it.
Oh no! When if you check it, it'll put it like an ad banner. But like, even though the ad banner is like, it's okay. It just like blocks out the entire progress.
Oh wow! Mod. Do you think that it's worth it to do that?
I think so, but. Mainly like a bad thing. It's not. I don't think it's that worth it.
I mean, like, what if it was like 20% or 30 or like 25%? You think you'd do it every time?
I mean, I do it, but like, there's an easy fix. They can just put it on the bottom instead.
Yeah.
And then it just wouldn't block anything.
That's a really good point.
So yeah.
I like that.
What do you think?
I like that fix for that. It makes sense. My first thing's kind of simple. The game doesn't tell you specific bonuses. It's like, here's this game where you have all these different classes to earn over time, and, though the way you play is based on those classes. Like, there's fighters and knights. There's actually, to be specific, there is ruffian. Yeah. Ruffian and Soda Junkie are the beginner, crappy classes. You only use them until you get something better. Then there's Conscript, which is your mage. Fighter, which is like your, what's that called? Your DPS character, pretty much. Conjurer, Healer, yeah. Thief, and Knight is pretty much what you need to beat it the first time. And these guys, they have extra bonuses. Like, for example, the Knight, if you have him in your class, and there's certain parts during your journey in the castle or whatever that you get like extra passageway. So there's like these extra doors, and like one of them or however many of them is bad. Like you go in it and you get a trap, and now you're burned for a certain number of rounds or whatnot. But some of them are like fountains where it refills your entire health bar, and it is random most of the time. But if you have a knight in your class, you always get the good door. And it's such an interesting aspect. The game doesn't even tell you this. You might notice it on your own, but chances are you won't. I was reading about the game outside of playing it, and I found that out. And it surprised me, because I played this game before this time, and never noticed it. And I think it's a huge loss to not include that in there.
Yeah.
Also, the thief gives you all three treasure chests instead of one. That's another one. And I imagine the rest of the classes have them, and I don't know them. Because I didn't remember them. But the game should tell you.
Yeah.
What did you got? You got another bad?
Yeah. I don't think... I think they should try to make it so the art... Or, I mean, the art styles are all, like, congruent.
Are
because,
what?
Because, like, they're all, like, you know, they're in the same style.
Oh, okay.
I mean?
Yeah.
Because, like, sometimes the... Mainly the bosses or, like, the areas are, like, better in better resolution than the characters. Have you noticed that?
I didn't notice it, but I think your experience with pixel art kind of made that shine to you more than me.
Yeah, because, like if you look at the boss, like, mainly just the bigger bosses, like, they're in, like, way better resolution. than the, like, the little characters.
I guess that makes more sense. I mean, the bosses are huge. They're, like, up to the progression meter big. That makes more sense. Huh. I didn't notice it. I'm glad you noticed that. I thought that, like, there is a bigger enemy variety, which I'll dig into later, but there's not a variety in how the enemies attack. Like, most enemies do this same, like, old-school Final Fantasy for Super Nintendo kind of thing, where they just move and, like, attack, but they don't attack the enemy. I guess they do, kind of. They do, like, a slice. But the enemies, they, besides, like, certain magic attacks, and the effects that happen to your player directly, there's not much variety outside of that. And, like, for a game where you're grinding your way through this, having a bigger variety of that is a lot more visual stimulation that'll make the player stay for longer. But if you feel like you've seen everything within your first couple runs, it kind of, like, makes it a little stale.
Yeah.
It doesn't completely hurt it, but it's a slight negative. If you have a lot of those, they build up.
Yeah, I think. Let's see. I don't like how, like, the armor shop, like, it's just, like, I think the only thing it's useful for is just buying consumables. Because sometimes I spam on that, in the earlier levels, you can spam on that, what is it, the red consumable, I forgot what it's called. But, like, it allows you to, like, attack the entire enemy.
Oh, yes. And
if you stack up enough of it, you can, like, wipe out, like the entire floor without it attacking your party. It's pretty good.
Yep.
But, like, besides the consumables, though, the armor, it's, like, it sells you the stuff that you already have, but, like, one tier down.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So that, it's like...
Yeah, like, you never buy anything you need. You're buying, like, extra stuff you already have.
Yeah.
Which, to be honest, when it comes to games, I've never really seen a game that actually, like, that does that. I feel like that hurts them a little bit. Because, like... The only times you go to the shop is to, like, liquidate, which it pretty much sells. Like, you have a party of five, or a maximum of five. What liquidate does is it sells anything that you have that's more than five. So if you have, like, 10 shields, it'll get rid of five of them. And then there's actual sell where you sell stuff, but you don't make enough to make it worth it, really. I mean, compared to what you need to buy, you don't make enough to actually... to make it worthwhile.
Yeah.
Sometimes the shop is worth it if you have, like, if it gives you something that you need more of, but that doesn't happen nearly enough to make it valuable.
Yeah. Yeah, I forgot to add that. Like, the shop is pretty good for selling. And,
yeah, but even that, I don't think that's worth it, because you don't nearly make enough. Like, to me... It's not worth it to the money. It's worth it more to organize your inventory and not have to dig through stuff you don't need. Like, that is more of motivation for me to use the shop than to actually make money. It's like, I have to keep looking at all this stuff, like all this wooden shields and stuff I'm using now. You don't need those later, so I end up getting rid of them so I don't have to, like, scroll through all this stuff when I'm equipping my guys. Which is kind of sad, because, like, the whole point of the shop is to make money. I mean, at least if you can't buy anything you need, you should at least be able to make money back so you can progress farther and faster in the game.
Yeah.
Oh, I got a fountain. The game itself is a big grind. It's just pretty much this. I mean, I have it on auto battle right now so I can worry about other things, but... When I played it this time for this analysis of the game, all I did was auto. When I originally played the game, when I found it, I never did auto battles. I made sure I played every single battle, which is like this. You turn auto off, and then you get choices. You can heal somebody, which I will actually do. I'm glad I did that. There's your attack. Oh, and now he throws a rock. Everyone's got defend and attack, and then there's an item you can equip them to. But it's pretty much just, like, tap on the enemy endlessly. Ah, crap. But this time, I would let it run. I would turn it on auto, and I would let it go, and then I would check it, like, whenever it was done. Because it'd be, like, on my lap or something. And then I would go in and buy my upgrades and equip my guys and send them back out. Essentially, it became like an idle game in that aspect.
Yeah.
But it was still fun equipping your guys. But the fact that it's a big grind, it's kind of a tricky thing. Because, like, you have to have that thing you're aiming towards, you're grinding for. If you don't have that, it kind of can get bored. You can get bored quickly as a player. Because you're like, what am I spending all this time for? And a huge aspect that I always bring up is that when it comes to mobile games, if someone quits your game for whatever reason, and chances are they have time, they're going to play a different mobile game. So if you lose them, it's probably a bigger loss than it would be normally, because they could find another game, you know, like 20 minutes later and never touch your game again. So it's like you got to keep them for as long as you can. So I guess my point was, if you are going to grind, make sure that there's something they're grinding for. And there always is, most of the time. But it's like, you got to make sure that that thing is more valuable to the player.
Yeah, I agree on that.
I mean, the whole point of this grind is to beat the game and keep beating the game and get higher and higher. I don't want to act like there isn't a thing. It's just, it feels really grindy, I guess was my point.
Another thing to add about the art style is that, like, I noticed that a bunch of the monsters in the game are just, like, asset flips.
What do you mean by that?
It's like, They use the same asset that they had, except they changed the color on it and just added it to, like, a harder rounds.
Yes.
Like, the most notable one is, like, the frozen golem. There's, like, a huge golem in the beginning that's, he's like gray.
Yep. He's like a mini-boss. He's at level 5.
Yeah, yeah. And then like, when you get to level, like, 75 or something, he appears again, except he's blue.
And that's at 75? There he is right there.
Yeah, there he is. Yeah.
Does he have a different name?
I don't know. I'm pretty sure he does, but, like, I haven't.
I wonder if he's, like, Frost Golem. I mean, I guess it would be. That's a smart thing. Yeah, that's, I mean, it's funny because I just said there was a big enemy variety, and because of this time when I was playing it, I treated it as more of an idle game. I didn't really notice that, but that is a really good point. It gives you a false sense of variety.
Yeah, and also, like, the slime, they reuse that. They reuse the ball. I don't know what the enemy is called, but it's just like a circular ball.
Oh, yeah.
They just change the color on it a bunch of times.
You know, like, if you, I feel like that's a commonly used technique to change the color of a enemy or whatnot, right? Or even games do weapons and stuff. I think a way to make that a little bit better, because sometimes you have to. I know that Crystal does it too. I'm pretty sure. A way to make that better would be if you're going to use the same color for a different enemy, or, you know what I mean, the same asset to make a different enemy, you should make something else about that enemy different, besides the name. Like, make the way they attack different, make them stand out. Then it's a lot less noticeable, and you can get away with it more, instead of like, oh, I just saw this enemy, like, 30 floors ago. Kind of, we'll add something more, instead of taking something away from that using that technique.
I think I'm okay with it, like, flipping their asset, like, once or maybe twice, even. If they add, like, a little bit more, like, I don't know, like, a different texture, not just changing the color on it, I think that's fine for the enemies. But, like, the bosses, though, they're, like, really, like, you know, you spend a lot of time on the boss.
Yeah.
Right? They can take the most hits. But like when they asset flip that, it's just like, I think they at least like spend a little bit more money, like, you know, to like get like a unique boss look for all of them.
That does take that away. I mean, it's like when you see when you're playing a game and the boss is like a bigger version of an enemy you already fought, and you're like, come on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You're like, come on, give me something new. That takes away from it.
Yep.
Vice versa, too. Sometimes it can be a good thing if there's a boss and then he's an enemy later on, but you still have that thought of like, dude, I just saw you as a boss. Now you're an enemy? Come on.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true, though. I mean, like, I know that in a lot of, like, AAA games, they do that, but, like, but it saves them a lot of money to do something like that, but they don't do that much. But sometimes you can kind of catch.
You can. Is that eyeball one right there? Didn't we fight that eyeball and he was like green?
I think so. Actually,
yeah.
Yeah.
So it does happen more than we think. Yeah, it does save money in AAA games, but it also takes away from it. I mean, I guess the real question is it worth it? I think it is if you do it creatively. In a way that it's a lot less noticeable. If it's the same enemy, same attacks, everything, you're gonna be like, dang, man, like, you can do better than this.
I mean, like, I don't think it's that hard to make an enemy. Like, they don't use any different animations. They don't have, like, an attack animation. They just kind of, like, shift forward and then back. And they're getting hit. They don't change the animations either. They just use the same idle animation. No?
The level 30 boss and the level 20 boss, the last boss, are the same zip.
Really? What were they?
It's a stag beetle.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
The level 20 boss is like green, and the level 30 boss is like brown.
And everything else is the same.
Everything else is the same.
Yeah, see? Huh. See, if the animation was a little bit different or something, it would have made it a lot better. At least I would think. And it's such a little thing.
Yeah. It doesn't look like it put, it cost them that much money. I mean, like, for a AAA, like, to make a brand new, like, boss, that takes them, like thousands of dollars.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
Because, like, you need, like, the texture team to work on it, the animation team, and the 3D artists to all work together, and the programmers get into it too. So like, it takes a lot of money. Or like, for like an indie like 2D sprite game, you know, it takes like, if you're gonna hire somebody, it takes like $30.
Yeah, I mean, you don't need anything more besides a picture. And they already have a ton of them. I don't think the issue is they ran out. I think the issue is, cause we don't know the story behind it, so it's kind of hard to judge it based on why they made that decision. But I would guess that someone made the assets and they were like, oh, well, we need more enemies. Well, we can just copy and use these enemies again.
Yeah.
But yeah, I agree with you totally. It doesn't take more than a picture. It takes away from the game more than it adds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it is a negative. That brings me to my next point is there's lack of enemy attack animations. I think I kind of covered this before, but there's a warp right there. If the enemies did more stuff visually, I think it would make a positive difference.
Yeah, sometimes the enemies don't even, I mean, I guess like in the later levels, I'm at like level 78 right now, and they don't, like, most of the enemies here, they don't even have animations. They don't have, I mean, like, they don't have an idle animation, I guess. Like, if you count like the attacking animations or like just moving the sprite to the left.
And like slicing the player or one of your people.
Yeah. But, like, it looks like they don't even have an animation. They're standing still.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. If it's, like, something that doesn't move.
Yeah.
Let me see the skull guy. Does he have an animation? Yeah, so they do. I mean, granted, part of this is that old school charm, because this is how games were in like the 90s, and they were awesome. So I can't deny that aspect. But we're not in the 90s anymore. We're in the late 2000s. I guess not. I shouldn't say late, but you know what I mean. It seems like the only kind of attacks there are that are different are the ones like that fireball just did, that inflict status changes. So like burning, poison, ice, and I think there's one more. I feel like there could be more. Like that fireball could lob a fireball up and over, or like a frog could like stick its tongue out, or that skeleton could like throw his sword. Like all these little things that could add so much more. Add more depth to it, to make it fun to watch, as opposed to just letting it go on your lap like I did. We did can't buy better stuff. What else you got for bad?
Let's see here. I mean, like, sometimes, like, they tease you with some of, like, the Baidu. I mean, the game is pretty, like, pay to win. If you want to pay, you can just get whatever you like. Like, let's say, like, if you want to buy like this 100K drink zero, right? Soda, right here, right? You're gonna have to like. I'm only like 11K. That's as much money as I have, right? But then if you pay $1, you can get this.
So it cuts your time down.
It's like. I mean, I guess it was okay because it's just like a single player game. So like, it doesn't really matter that much. It doesn't like affect other players or something like that. If you want to pay, I guess it's okay. But like,
it's not gonna like give you a huge edge when it comes to battling. Like if you were to fight, if you were to be fighting other people, then it changes the whole dynamic of it.
I mean, I think it's fine, but, like, I kind of want to feel like the money that I earned in the game has, like, a worth, but, like, to see something that's, like, cost, like, 1,000,000 gold, right? You can buy that for, like, $1. Like even the no ads, if you click on the no ads, right, like, it's, like, for $1.
Yep. And those things I can kind of get behind. I don't love ads in games, especially when they overwhelm you with them, but this game, I think it does a decent job of not overwhelming you. I mean, we've been playing it for like 20 minutes, more or less, and we've seen like 2 ads, minus like if I were to like have the banner playing, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So they don't smash you with abs, which is a good thing, with ads, not abs. I've never seen that mushroom before. Held item, don't equip this. It's -5. Cross. I've never seen that. I've never seen that. That's interesting. I played this game for many hours and never seen that. Interesting. It's weird. I'm starting to run out of bad stuff. I guess a bad thing I can think of is like. It kind of adds to the grindy point, but, like, there's definitely been times when I've been playing, and I'm like, okay, I need this soda, because essentially the mechanic of this game is, like, you need to unlock soda to unlock better classes, but if you only buy the soda, you still need to upgrade the reputation of the bar. Like, I spent all my money to upgrade the reputation. You have to buy, like, stools, tables, and decorations, and I think there's another category to upgrade, and I need 250 reputation to unlock the fighter, as well as getting the fighter soda. Now, the fighter soda is, like, a big amount of money. It'll probably be, like, a 1,500. I'm probably wrong, but it's a bigger number than... it'll be the biggest purchase I've made in the game so far. But to upgrade my reputation high enough, it costs about that much money as well. Because I just got to 246, and now, instead of being able to buy the fighter and then go back to this castle, or I call it the dungeon, but you know what I mean,
Yeah.
In order to get the fighter, I gotta do another run just to get enough money to be able to buy the soda and increase my reputation by 4 points. Now, the negative in all this is that I have to do extra runs to get the thing I need. And it's like, I'm so excited to get this thing, and I'm like, oh, now I gotta play it again to get it. And it's like, I feel like there should be less battles to get the things you need, essentially. I mean, I know the whole point of the game is to get people playing and playing forever, pretty much. And that's a whole idea. But I feel like you should get what you need a tiny bit faster, because if this happens more than once, we're like, okay, I need to get this, and I almost get it, and now I gotta play again. After a while, it builds up, and it becomes irritating. And, like, I feel like if the player feels enough of that irritation, they just close the game and play something else.
Yep.
That's when a negative comes in. If you lose the player's attention, especially nowadays in this world, they got a million other games to play. There's a chance you might not get it back. Sometimes you will. Sometimes you won't. That's where it's a negative. Yeah, I got a warp. I'm running out of bed. Tell you the truth.
Yeah, we can move on to, like, the gig.
Good. And then we got how we can make it better and whatnot.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm doing a lot of talking. You can start with good. What's something you like?
Okay. Okay, let's see. I like how there's, like, a little bit of a strategy here. Like, I kind of, like, said it a little bit in the beginning, but, like, you can, like, there's ways to get past, entire, like, tens of levels by, like, utilizing the consumables. Like,
oh, because yeah.
Consumables don't go away, right? They just, like, I thought they did in the beginning, but, like, kind of didn't. But, like, if you stack up on it, like, you get, like, I get, like, 10, I don't know, consumables, and then, like, you put on an auto, and then your team just, like, just keeps spamming the same one and just clears the entire, like, thing without even getting hit,
yep.
You know, but it only works in the lower level, though. Like, it only does, like, 10 damage, like, to the entire squad of enemies at a time. So, like, it wouldn't work in the higher levels, but, like, in the lower levels, you can kind of, like, spam it and get through. So, that's pretty cool.
You know, there's actually one later on. I don't know if you got it yet. I think it's purple. It confuses the enemy and increases their chance of missing.
Oh, yeah.
And that one's really good, especially if you're auto-playing. I guess, like, the algorithm tells it, like, actually, if you have that one, they automatically use it every time, but I could be wrong, but I think if you're auto-playing and you have more than one guy has that confusion stone, that they use it on the same enemy. I might be wrong. I think I'm like 40% chance I might be wrong on that, but I'm pretty sure it does. It just automatically does it. Because that's pretty much what they do. They attack the first enemy until he dies and then go to the next one. Unless it's with a multi-hit attack. And I think it was if it's three or more enemies, they use it no matter what. Whether they need to or not, which is the downside of that. So let me see. My reputation's at 246. I need to get it to 250. I can buy a stool for 500. That's what I'll do. So now, let's see how much that soda is for the fighter. It's 1,000. So now I unlock the fighter, and I have 188 money left. There he is. It tells you I can get one.
What'd you say, James?
I was gonna tell him that the fighter's like...
Oh, the spider is expensive?
It was like he was about to use all his money right there. It's like he's probably only gonna get...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I got one. I got one fighter. I forgot about that too. But
wait, I have so many flame swords.
Yeah. Yep.
Which yeah, I don't have. Like, I usually like sell.
Oh, that's what
like,
I should
all
do. Yeah, you should. You should. Let's see how much you cannot sell items till salesman is a stall. Oh, you have to buy him a stall. Which I didn't do that. I don't even know where that is. Armory costs 50. So you need to buy that. Yeah, it'll purchase 99 cents. No ads. I'm pretty sure you can purchase the, yeah, all this.
Yeah, isn't that kind of...
You know, from the player's perspective, I feel like it's kind of cheap. Because, like, for me, I'm an old school player. The whole point of playing is to do everything yourself and earn everything yourself, and that's the achievement in it, the value from it. So when you buy it, especially like, okay, take the example of you're not playing on auto. So you're doing everything yourself manually because, like, let me do this real quick. With the fighter, he gets another ability. I forgot what it's called. I guess there's no way to look at it. Oh, dropkick. 2 MP, choose target. That does more damage than normal. So there is a strategy in how you fight. So essentially, you have to learn this strategy, especially when you have new classes. If someone was to just go in with 10, 15 bucks and buy everything, they wouldn't get that lesson in learning all the different aspects about the classes. I mean, I'm not saying that they couldn't have fun with it, but I feel like it would take away a little of it, you know?
Yeah.
Because it'd be like... I mean, this is probably an extreme example, but it'd be like playing Mario 1 and starting the game in the 8th world. It's like, here's... No, that's not the best example. But you know what I mean. Like, you're deeper in... You'll get deeper in the game because of it, but you won't know how to properly use your characters. Now, I don't mean to make it sound like it's entirely complex, but you don't learn those complexities on your own like you would normally. And that's an extreme example. Because I'm just thinking worst case. But still, there's some percentage of that element if you go in and buy everything. That's all I was saying.
Yeah.
There is a thing, though. Now, I will argue for the other side of that. If you can, I'm pretty sure you can buy the sodas. And if you pay money to buy them, then when you finish the floor 100 and you start over clear with everything again... If you paid money for them, you don't have to buy them with in-game currency. It's essentially like you have them for free again, which pretty much speeds up your progress times like a million. I'm going to have to double check on that, though. I'm not 100% sure. Okay, what else you got?
I actually like the auto system, how they made it. I might be wrong on this, but like, I think it just does the previous set move that you did. Like, I noticed that my dude with the staff was not casting his ability on auto, right? Because he's just like, you know, it's just swinging its staff, right? So I stopped the auto, and then I made him cast the ability. And then to clear out all the enemies, and I reset the auto, like I turned it back on, and then he starts like casting the abilities on his own. So I'm thinking like how they made the auto was like they save your last your last choice of attack, and they repeat it.
No, so I don't want to poke a hole in your idea, but what if you don't make a choice? What do you think it does?
I think it just like swings. Like it uses the very default one.
I want to say, I don't know for sure, but I want to say that I think it was if there's more than three enemies, they use their AoE or multiple hit attacks. But I'd have to double check that. Dang, we made it. Here, you might be.
I was like, is that a Rage Shadow Legends?
is it a good game?
No, never played it. It's been in my goddamn YouTube when I'm trying to watch videos. I was like, I'm not playing this game ever.
Here we go. I want to say that I like the aspect of all the classes. I mean, albeit it takes a while to get them all, but I like making different combinations. It feels like I have a lot of choices between like the different classes, and some classes have different abilities compared to others. Like, for example, the sorcerer character and the thief character both have 2 item slots. Now, right now, we don't get to see a lot of the options, but definitely late game, there is a lot of different options to use. This green one actually increases your hit points by 15. There's one of those for a blue one for magic points. There's a blue rock to make enemies confused. There's a jar that increases your evasion. There's one that increases you take 10% less damage. There's like a shark shield that returns damage. There's all the different weapons have the different crit variables, like 10% chance to do 100 crit or 50% chance to do 200 crit. And like these things, they all boil down to choices for the player. And there is a lot of these. There's so many. There's even negative choices later on where like pieces of equipment will take stats away from you, but also give you a bonus. The one I constantly saw when I played it was like, I would do 10% less damage, but it was on a shield. It would give me 10% less damage, but it would do like 10 to 15 more points of defense. But I'm the kind of player that I never pick that. Just because like, I don't want to lose, that damage is important to me.
Yeah.
But I like that.
I think I do that too. I play the same way. I don't do the negative stats.
I suppose you could argue that, like, defense could be better than attack, but that's all personal preference. Mm-hmm. But just the fact that choice is there shows deeper customization, and that is fun to me. Because, like, if it got to a point where, like, I really liked this game, like, when I originally played it, I'd be away from the game coming up with combinations in my head. Like, oh, I never thought about combining these two things. And that thought right there goes like, oh, now I want to play it. Pulls me back into it. It's a good thing.
I like how they kind of, like, keep your attention on the gear that you get. Because, like, just at level like 80, I was getting all these gear that was giving me a bunch of like weird stats, like negative 10 attack. But then it gives me like so much HP, like 40 or something like that. 40 HP, but negative 10 attack, right? So it sounds pretty good, you know? But then I also got like a shield. No, I mean, the armor gives me like negative 10 attack, and my shield also gives me negative 10 attack, and I didn't realize that. I was kind of like surfing through. I just kind of like hired the best people I could, and then just going to the highest dungeon I can. I keep repeating that, right? And then I noticed that some of my dudes were like doing like 1 damage or like 0 damage, and I'm like, what is going on? What is happening? But then I was thinking like, oh, okay, so I'm in the ice realm right now. I'm using ice weapon. So I think that might be the reason. So then I swap out their weapons, but they are still doing like 0 damage. I'm like, what is this? And like, I realized that like 2 of my gear were giving me like so much negative stats. Like, you gotta like keep your gear in check, you know? So I like how they did that.
That's a good point. I mean, that adds to the level of customization as well, because it's like you really have to pay attention to what you're doing. Yeah. I mean, because like, it's kind of contradicting in a sense, but you turn that auto equip on, and the game's super grindy, so you just buy your people, everyone's equipped, and go to battle. You know, you sometimes you kind of lose focus of all that, especially when you keep, like, for me, when I play, I kind of do what you do, where, like, if you're at floor 80, then you start at floor 80 because you want to get it finished. But there's times when I want to make money, and I go start at floor 1, and I just go all the way through again, like the game's making me do now. And you make the most amount of money, but you also collect the most amount of loot. A lot of times, you get all this stuff you haven't even seen yet, and you don't even know you have it sometimes. Because, like, there's been times when I just do, like, three runs real quick, and I come back, and I'm, like, I'm wearing armor that negates my damage, and I got a shield that negates damage, and I got a weapon that negates damage. I'm like, why have I been using this? I should have been checking it. But it all boils down to choices. As long as you pay attention, you're good.
Yep.
It's
pretty cool.
It is. And it only gets deeper, too, because when I beat the game, So basically how it goes is you get to level 100. If you can beat the boss, you beat the game. But also you have a choice. You can take the portal and beat the game, or you can keep playing it if you want. But that's kind of worthless because nothing stays over. Besides, I don't think anything stays over unless you paid real money. So you beat the game and you get your permanent upgrade things and you start again. And on my second run, I was getting that wooden sword and it was level 2 instead of level 1. And on my third run, I saw something else that was level 2 instead of level 1. I think it was the weapon that's one tier higher than the wooden sword. So it makes me think that the more times you beat it, the more you get the stuff at the beginning becomes leveled up faster, meaning you get farther faster every time you play. But I don't know how many times you can beat it. I would guess it would be a finite number, a finite number. But towards the very end game, I mean, there's going to be a lot more choices, I would say, which is a benefit. I think that's what I was building up to.
Okay.
What you got?
The game, I really like how the game, they keep stuff hidden from you, and then so you get, like, further into the game to kind of release it, slowly. Kind of like how the gear gets, like, more complicated. Because in the beginning, it's just like, okay, 10 damage, right? And it goes up to like 15 damage, 20 damage, that's it. But then like later it gets like you gotta make tough choices sometimes. Like, do you want more damage or more defense? And then it adds like wizard in there where you can warp to the, you pay the wizard money and he just warps you to like, further into the dungeon. And then, I'm not sure what else it gives, but like, I think there's like two more options to the wizard.
Oh, I'm not sure what they are either, to tell you the truth.
Yeah. And I mean, it gets more diverse over time, right? So I might be going off topic, but like, one reason why I think Stardew Valley did really well was because of how they, the game gets more complicated as you play, but it doesn't get overwhelmingly complicated in the beginning.
Because it does it in steps, right?
Yeah, exactly. Like, in the beginning, you plant your, sell your
radishes.
Crops, right? Yeah. And then you just go and sell it, right? And then it introduces you to, like, mining, right? And it introduces you to, like, fishing, like, more ways to make money. And then it introduces you to, like animals, farm animals, you know?
Yep.
And then you're like, oh, so I can, okay. So you invest your time into those fields, right? As you play. It's pretty cool.
It is.
This game kind of does the same.
It's like the more you play it, the deeper it gets, which is a good indicator of like a good game, you know? Because if it stayed at the same the whole time, you would get bored quick.
Yep.
And there has to be that balance to it, because if you gave the player too much too early, they're going to be confused. And, you know, some people like that. Some people are like, I like to be, like, lost in the game and figure everything out. But then some people are the opposite, and they get overwhelmed, and they're just like, screw this, I'm going to go play Candy Crush or something, you know? Like, they're going to go play something arguably simpler, you know? So, like, it's hard to find that balance, but stepping up slowly over time is a great way to do it. Because it pretty much, it draws a line right in the middle of everybody. or like someone who doesn't even play video games that much could play this game.
Yep, that's true.
Dark Souls.
Yeah, that was in my mind when I was kind of saying that.
Cause that's no one tutorial of the, whatsoever.
Yeah.
Just puts you in there.
But that's an interesting aspect of it too, though, because like you play the game for 4 hours and you're like, I can do a jump attack. I didn't even know you could do this. I mean, arguably, at least one of them tells you you can do it, but it's like, if you haven't played them before, you might not notice it. And, I mean, that kind of stuff has a bonus, too, because, like, if I've been playing a game for, like, 4 or 5 hours, or days, or even weeks, and I find out something new that I could have been doing all along, it's almost kind of charming to me. Sometimes it's like they should have told me, but sometimes it's like, oh, you know, that's really unique, I can't believe I didn't know that, and it makes me want to play it more because there might be a chance that this can happen again. But again, sometimes it's the opposite and I'm like, I should have known that. If it's crucial that you need it, yeah, it's like they should have told me. But it's like finding an Easter egg, sort of, not really, but you know what I mean.
For me, first play, goddamn, this game has gotten entirely. Like, I don't want to play this game, but I still played it, and then the moment I beat the boss, like, oh my god, I finally beat it, you know?
That's a good feeling. Like, yeah.
Like, the feeling of satisfaction, like, I finally beat this boss.
Yep.
And this boss does not respawn. Thank god.
So, yeah, and that's that whole feeling of achievement. And, like, this game kind of has that. Because you get to floor 100, that's essentially your final boss for that that playthrough. And a lot of times you'll almost make it, or you'll get there and lose. But when you finally do it, it feels good. And then what's your reward? Lose everything and start over. Which is a good and bad thing. It's good because it endlessly keeps going. It's bad because you're like, oh, now I gotta start this all over and do it again. But you don't just get to floor 100 next time. You go to floor 200, and then 300 and 400. Which was another thing. When you get to floor 100 on your second playthrough, the boss is like, hi, I see you there. I'll be at floor 200 waiting, and then he just takes off. So there's not even a floor 100 boss on your second, third, and fourth playthroughs and whatnot. Well, I could be wrong. At least on the second one, he's not there. I hope I'm wrong, at least. I hope he doesn't show up every 100 and be like, I'll see you at floor 500. You know, like... Here's an example of the choices we were talking about. Right now, it's auto-equipping the magic wand, which is useless on my fighter. I think it is. I don't know if the dropkick is counted as a magic attack. I'm going to act like it isn't because I'm not sure, but it could be. Anyways, the magic wand wants to give me a 20% boost to magic attacks. Normally, the magic wand, the attack is 10, right? Now, the flaming sword is offering a 10% crit chance for 75% damage, but the attack is only 8. The choice is you do 2% less, two numbers less attack for the chance at critical damage, or do you do the full 10 damage and have a benefit that you don't need? You know, it's a small change, two numbers, but for me, I'm not going to use the wand. Because that crit is nice. Flaming shield, these don't have any. Yeah, we're about halfway through the first section, and none of our shields or armor offer any more bonuses. From that point, from like floor, like, I don't even know how far I am. I didn't buy the wizard. From like floor 60 and on, you really start getting some interesting choices. I'm running out of good things. What do you have left?
Let's see. Yeah, I don't know. I think we covered most of it. James, do you have any?
I mean, you guys pretty much. I only know if it's like...
Okay. Well, if you have anything good, feel free to speak up. I like this section because it's like, what can we do to make the game better? You know, what can we do to make people keep playing? Let me see if I got one. I mean, again, mine, this one's purely aesthetic, but giving more variety to the enemy attacks, I would like that. I want to say player attacks, but there is variety in classes. They have different attacks, mechanically speaking. Like when the guy does a drop kick, that's visually different, or things of that nature. I mean, it's really simple because like every class has a special talent. Like the fighter does drop kick, the sorcerer has like, I forget what it's called exactly, but it's like a thunderbolt hits everybody. Having more choices in that variety would be cool. Like, this is borderline getting too complex, but like, you equip armor. You got shield, armor, weapon, and items. It'd be cool if you could have something that gives you abilities. Like, maybe if you had rings, class rings or something, and instead of a dropkick, you got, like, an uppercut. And based on this ring, that's the move you get. That would add another level of depthness to it in strategy. Because it's also something you collect, buy at the shop, and equip. That could be interesting.
Okay.
What do you think?
I would add, I mean that sounds like a pretty good idea, but I would add I think I said this before for like another game, but like I would add like some sort of multi, like you can see like how you compare to other players.
Ooh.
Like kind of like a leaderboard. That would be pretty cool.
How could that work in a game like this when there's not, like, a score?
I mean, like, maybe, like, the highest level you achieve. That would be pretty good.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
There could be other things, like most damage done, or...
Oh, yeah. Or, like, I don't know.
Yeah. No, that's a good idea, because, like... Seeing what other people do makes you want to do better. I like that.
Okay, I just beat in level 100.
Nice. Now you get to go in the portal.
Okay. Let's see.
That's an aspect that I liked that I didn't get to cover, was that when you beat the game... And you go into, you know, people call it New Game Plus or second playthrough, whatever. When you start your second playthrough, you get to make a choice. There's three bottles to pick from. And I'm running off of memory here. I know two of them for sure, but I'm going to... Like, there's a health bottle, a mana bottle, like magic point bottle, and then a critical bottle. So it's like red, blue, and green. And I want to say I'm not sure about the blue one, but it might be attack. Instead of that, it's like 2 points of attack. So what happens is you beat the game, you pick your bottle, and then it starts again completely fresh. But now you have this bottle in a new form of currency, which I cannot for the life of me think of the name of it. But this currency upgrades the bottles. So let's say you picked a health bottle. What happens is it only costs one currency to upgrade it once. And every time you upgrade it, you get a 5 hit points added to every character in your party permanently. So then you upgrade it twice, now you got 10 extra hit points, 15, 20, and so on and so on. That to me makes the game addicting, because like I permanently get to increase my characters, so not only am I gathering money to buy sodas, getting to choose between what armor I want to wear and weapons and shields and whatnot, but I'm also upgrading my characters permanently. That's like the cherry on the sundae to me. It makes me want to keep beating it. Even though it's a huge grind, I want to beat it.
Interesting. You know the magic wand, right?
Yep.
So apparently, equipping the magic, the red orb that deals 10 damage. Increase the damage.
Really? What? Do you know what the numbers were?
So if you don't have a magic staff, you just have the regular overview. Just the 3 and But if you have like a magic item equipped to your fighters, this does, yeah, it's two more damage.
Oh, you know, that reminds me, I noticed that I have on my actual gameplay, I have a golden shield, and it increases the amount of gold that you earn by like 35%. And if you have more gold shields, it increases that number by 35% for each gold shield you have in your party. So everything stacks. And another example of that is like classes like the sorcerer that can hold two items. There's a genie lamp that increases magic damage by 15%. You can use two genie lamps if you want and bump up your magic damage by 30%. That is awesome. Being able to stack things. Yeah. Huge benefit. How else would I make it better?
Wait, I think I got something lame. Wait, is this random? I don't know.
What?
It gave me like a relic. That gives me boosts only on soda junkies. Is that normal?
Yes. Those are the buttons I was telling you about. It's a relic. That's okay. What it is. So every time you beat it and get that, it goes up one tier of class.
Okay.
Also, here, I'm surprised this happened. This hasn't happened earlier, but when you lose, I guess it's after a certain point when you lose, you can watch an ad and revive your team, which I will do.
Yep.
This is the first time it's happened. I've been playing it for like more than a half an hour. Do you think?
That's kind of weird. I got this.
I thought maybe it's like floor based. Like once you get past floor 50, you see it or something. But I don't have enough information to make that call. Interesting. See, these are the kind of ads I don't mind dealing with. And this game's been pretty good with ads for the most part. If we were to get ads like every 10 floors or something, I would be complaining. Because it's like, don't give me another ad when you're already suffocating me with them. But we've been playing it for about 30 or 40 minutes, and I've probably had 6 or 7 ads, which I... In the scope of things compared to other games, that's pretty good numbers. It's not bad.
Yeah, I think they're pretty good with ads, too.
You know, that now that I think of it, they could probably add... Because, like, the enemies are just pictures, basically. They could probably add different animations for some of the enemies.
Yep.
I know, like, those are...
It's not that hard to. It's like, I think they did the, I don't know, I think they did the art themselves or something. That's why they weren't able to add that much animations in there.
Yeah, it's hard to assume that because, like, we don't know if they were on a deadline or if they had limited funds or whatever, so it's really hard to assume. But in a perfect world, if I could add anything to this game, that's definitely one thing I would say that you could add to make it even better than it already is.
Yeah.
I got new armor. I got the coral plate. Now the ads are... Oh, but this one I can skip, so I can't complain. It's only 5 seconds of an ad. Is this really picking up? Which bottle did you pick?
Pick the attack.
Ooh, that's interesting. I normally go for health, which is kind of the opposite of what I said earlier. Because attack, that's an interesting thing that different players focus on different stats. Like, some people will go for, like, magic or crit or hit points or attack. I think that boils down to choices. It's what appeals to me about it, all the choices. So now I can get this. So now we're actually making money. A handy thing is this thing, although I wish I found it earlier when I had played, because I found it late. But this tells you what you need for each class. Like, the next one is healer, and then it's holy fizz and 525 reputation. Now, Kritz, how far were you down this list?
On which one?
On the class list.
I think I got to like the one that can heal.
Okay, so you were at the healer.
Interesting. Oh, yeah.
When I first played it, I got to Knight, and Knight is awesome. He's like big damage. If a member of your party is like about to die, he'll jump in front of them and take the damage for them. And you always get the best route and the door choices. And if you have a thief in your party, you get all the bonus treasure. So it's like, that's really funny to me, because I thought, I always get the knight when I go for my runs, and now I know that you can do it faster than that. It's interesting. Were you using the healer?
Yeah, I had a full team of healers.
Really? What? And you beat it?
Yeah.
Wow, that's awesome. I didn't know, I never even thought to do that. Five healers.
They just all just heal themselves and they just never die. But the healing is a lot. They heal like the entire health bar, which is crazy.
That's interesting to me that's a viable option, that you could use five healers. Because in a lot of games, you know, healers are glass tanks. They die easily. But being able to do that, oh man, it just justifies the fact that choices are important in this game. Sort of. I mean, it kind of does the other thing where you could argue that it doesn't matter what you pick, but it does, because your equipment matters. Your weapons matter, mm-hmm. and your items matter. It's awesome. I'm interested to see how your opinion changes when you unlock the better classes.
I'm pretty sure, like, the knight thief, maybe not thief, but, like, the knight would be the most useful. I mean, like, you always choose the right door. That is pretty dang good.
Yeah, it is.
Because I don't even choose the doors. I just continue, because I always get the better one.
So. Yep. I mean, do you have the demon vials? Oh, I can't look unless I get people. I think that's what they're called. They're, this little blood vial. It makes you immune to status effects.
I think I got two of them.
I wonder if you can buy them at the shop. I cannot. Yeah, look how bad the shop is. It gives you stuff you already have and have had for a long time. That's something I would fix. I mean, the shop doesn't have to give you the best items in the game, but it could at least... I wouldn't mind if it gave me, like... My guys are at the flame shield now. So, like, what if the next shield higher than the flame shield would be in the shop? And it could be for super expensive, too. It could be, like, the turtle shield right now is 20, right? And I'm pulling in, like, thousands of money now. The next shield higher than the flame shield could be, like, 1,000, and I wouldn't even care. I'd be like, I'll spend my money on it because it's going to get me farther, you know?
That's actually a pretty good idea, I think.
I think it would totally help. I mean, weapons and armor and stuff. Instead, it's left to random loot. Well, I don't know how random it is, but it's left to gathering loot on your trek through the dungeon. Which isn't the worst thing in the world. It works. I can't act like it doesn't work, but I'm just thinking of ways that it could 100% make it better. Yep, then you get the Conjurer, which can now equip two items, which definitely helps. I definitely like that about it. Some classes can equip two items. That really changes things when you get in there. Because if you have Thief and Conjurers... Oh. Huh.
I didn't know that some class can equip two items. That's pretty interesting.
Yep. It really helps sometimes. Oh, I do have a better shield. A Shark Shield. Damage reflection. You know, that's another good aspect of this, is there's builds. You know, there's like... the armor, weapons, and shields, they all share effects, I guess you could call them. and you could make like a damage reflection build, or like a critical build, or like an evading build. You know, like once you got everything, if you played for long enough, like if you played like yours and you beat it quicker, you won't see some of the stuff. But if you kept playing, you will definitely see that stuff in later floors because the enemies get harder and whatnot. Which to me, that appeals to me as a gamer. Because it's like, not only do I get to toy with different builds, but I come up with ideas and combine stuff. Like, okay, let's get him like half evasion and half like a bunch of armor. You know, make him like a tank. You know, like, it adds to it. On top of their, yeah, on top of their actual classes. To me, that's a huge bonus. I didn't, when I played this years ago, I got like Rage Zerker and, Dark Mage, but this time unfortunately I did not access them. It took a lot of time. I mean, I spent like almost nine hours in the game and I never got them, and I'm on like my third run. I guess that I was trying to think if that was a good thing or a bad thing, because on one side it is a good thing because you want to get your player to like, you don't want your player stuck like having to get every class to be able to beat the game. But people like us who played it for like a week or two and we didn't see everything, that's a slight disadvantage, because it's hard to make an opinion about the game and not seeing like all the classes you can pick. Because we could use the Dark Mage and be like, wow, this guy is awesome, my opinion has changed. You know, like, I feel like we're missing aspects of it. But it seems like it's more endgame stuff anyway, so as these mobile games are, they go on forever, a lot of mobile games, because they have to. If they end, then they're done playing.
Mm-hmm. James, what do you think of the game?
Who? Huh?
James, what is the game doing?
How far did you get, James?
I only got to level 77.
What are you thinking?
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, what are you thinking so far?
It's not bad, but like,
I guess.
I mean, I don't hate it. I don't hate it.
Well, that's
like
good.
It's like in borderline, like good and bad for me.
What makes you want to keep playing it?
I guess for a completion for me, since I'm like a complete.
Yeah. Well, good luck.
I at least want to, like, fully play the whole entire game.
Yeah, that's a lot.
But then it's like, the ask is like, okay, how long will that take?
So, that brings up a good point. Like, how long will that take? This is where mobile games have an advantage over console games. Generally speaking, is that it's on your phone or tablet, which goes with you everywhere. So if you're riding the bus or you're in the car, you can pop out like 10-20 minute session and go back and do your stuff. I see an advantage in that. But a game like this, now I haven't tested this myself, but if you were in the middle of a dungeon and you left the game and you came back, would you still be in the middle of the dungeon?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. If that is true and you can't, it doesn't autosave like that, then it's one of these mobile games where like when you play, you have to finish your session before you're done, which as far as mobile games go, that's a little bit of a negative.
Yep.
Because you either have to keep the game running, which affects your battery a little bit, or you have to quit and do it all again when you get home or whatnot. That's a tricky thing. I mean, I don't know how hard making autosave would be, but I think in almost 100% of cases, autosaving is extremely beneficial to the player. That's one of the worst things as a player that I don't like it, having to replay something I already played, not because I lost, but because of some other reason, like if the game crashed or something, and I gotta redo it, I'm just frustrated. Makes me want to play it less.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, we can give our final thoughts. And then,
All right.
Yeah, I've been talking my face off. You can go.
Final thoughts. I think the game, they should like invest more into the art, but like the gameplay is pretty, it's actually pretty good. I think they just need to like work on the art aspect a little bit. Yeah, because like the bosses, they repeat themselves a lot, and it's like I just noticed like the demon guy, the demon boss, was like it was like in the lava level, but then it's also like in the devil level because it's kind of like a demon, so it's kind of like both, I guess. Like you get kind of get away with it. I'm not sure. Like,
that makes sense. Like,
I mean, if the game looked a lot better, though, kind of like, I don't know.
It'd be more appealing to you?
Yeah.
Do you want to do... Do you want to include our rating system?
Yeah, sure. We can just, like, type our number down in, on our Discord, and then you can just average it out. That'd be pretty cool.
Well, I mean... You can, if you want, you can say it, and then I can still average it out. If you don't want to, you don't have to, but I think it'd be okay if we do. Because then they get our personal impressions and our final average. You think about what yours is, and I'll do my final thoughts.
Okay.
Okay, so... I think the game starts off a little slow. I mean, you're forced to have one person in your party, and then it kind of builds up from there. I think if you stick with it, there's a deep RPG experience in this. For a mobile game, that's a lot. I mean, a lot of mobile games that say they're RPGs are usually not RPG like in console version. They're always lacking something. When this game succeeds, I say it's choices for the player, and I think for a mobile game, they're pretty deep choices. I mean, it makes me want to keep coming back and playing it. Fighting combat, on the other hand, does not have that same effect. If there was not auto battle, it would be harder for me to play it at this time. But because there's auto battle, I can treat it as like an idle management game, where my fun comes from equipping the guys and choosing how how their builds are going to be. That is a win for me in that department. But I feel like combat could be better, and there's other aspects that could be better, but the choices outshine everything to me. I mean, if we're going to grade it from a 1 to a 10, I would say that it is a 5.5. That's what I'm going to give it. Because I feel in some departments, I mean, this is only my personal opinion, so it's not concrete fact, but I like it enough that I would play it, but there's aspects of it that deter me away from grading it as better.
Yeah, I agree. I would say, my rating would be, say it's like average, so like a 5.
Yeah, 5 is average. And now, James, even though this is your first day with the game, what are your final thoughts?
Final thoughts? It's pretty simplistic. Like, it doesn't, like, be... Please.
Okay.
User-friendly. It's not like, okay, it doesn't give you, like, a paragraph, like, what this thing does.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the combat is slow in the beginning. Get up. It's like still getting you used to the game. But like once you get used, like it unlocks you with a more hero party that you can party up. That makes the game a little bit. And instead of you doing the process all of that, like you can do all, you can turn that off, right? If you like, you know what you're gonna do. But if you're just there for grinding, you can just put that PvP right there to grind. And then if you wanna complete the game, then you can change it. So there's the enemies, they're just recolors. That was one thing. Some parts enemies are added. Recolors are systematic. They're like the boss are random. They're like you see a boss that's in level 20, now they're like level 40. And like you see this big giant thing that is like half upper body's like off the ground. It's like I would think that would be the level 100 boss, because like it would make sense in a way. So you are fighting in a dungeon.
Yeah, sure.
Like all of that. So that's pretty much the thing.
What would you give it between 1 and 10?
I'd say 5.
A 5.
Average? Okay.
So, that gives us... Bear with me for a second.
You want me to average it?
So, I got it. It's 11.6.
11.6.
Yeah.
Wait, what? How do we get higher than the...
Wait,
how do we get higher than the...
Okay, never mind. Sorry. I'm not... Math isn't my specialty. It's a 5. The average is 5, yep. I thought it'd be a little higher... because of 5.5, but I think the 2.5s even it out. It's a 5 out of 10, which is not bad. I mean, 5 is the middle of the road, so to speak. It's not bad.
Okay.
So, I'd say that's it for this week, but we are going to pick another game, and we're going to do this again in about a week. So there will be more to come.
Yep.
I want to thank you for listening. And we shall return in the future. So take it easy.